This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Yes, we were just talking some... Oh, I almost said it.
Oh,
we're
no.
Just talking some baseball.
That's fine. Talking some baseball is fine.
I know.
Yeah.
I almost said the other thing
that would have set me off.
And I told you at the time when you pointed out to me how much you disliked the phrase that going forward, if I ever did it, it would be on purpose to offend you, to upset you.
Right.
Like, it's not that hard to just say something else.
Right.
So I almost said it. Yeah. I didn't, though.
Yeah.
Baseball. I put the base in there.
Right. Verlander got his first win of the year. Today, and I noticed during the Yankee game last night, or as you like to say, the Blue Jays game.
Yes,
Scherzer was pitching, and he's behind. He's maybe second on the list of active pitchers wins.
Okay,
Verlander's the closest to 300 with like 260 or something, and Scherzer might have 217. I think maybe is the number I had in my head from last night, and it came up on the broadcast how, you know, we probably don't have, like, we're done, like, nobody's going to get there. The best shot you've got is Verlander, and he doesn't even have a win yet this year, is what Michael Kay said on the telecast.
Right.
I was watching.
And he's 38 away, he's 42 years old.
Right, but that change, he got a win today, so all right.
Would that already be counted on Baseball Reference? I feel like it'd be tomorrow, it'd be up there. Like,
yeah.
Just the day's stats.
Right.
Push them all through.
Anyway.
Jacob deGrom has been around a long time.
Yes.
He's been hurt. He's 37 years old. He's been good this year. He has 97 career wins. 94.
Right.
Career wins.
Just a different gig now.
I can't watch the Jays tonight.
I did not see the Yankee game listed on my Fubo app. I checked on there, and it was not among the games listed tonight. So maybe that's because it's not on Yes. It's on like some other local or whatever arrangements the Yankees have. I looked at Prime. They don't have it there either. Apple isn't tonight. That's usually Friday nights, you said?
Yep. ESPN has a game tonight.
Oh,
Red Sox Phillies.
Right. I was going to say that would have shown up on the Fubo app if that were the game. So I don't know where the Yankee game. I don't know if they still do WPIX or whatever. So it's probably on one of the channels here locally that we don't get on our Fubo app.
Right.
So yeah, no Jays game tonight for you.
Have to be Red Sox Phillies. I'm in a little bit of a rut. I've been watching. I'm liking the Jays. I've been watching more baseball than usual this year, but I felt like maybe tonight I would mix it up.
Yeah? What does that mean?
I don't know. I never watch
cooking shows.
I watch a lot of cooking shows. That's usually the other choice. But I have not watched a movie in a long time.
Hmm.
There's something to be said for watching a movie.
Yep.
Just like I'm going to sit down and watch this whole thing.
Do you know they came? Right, they came. What was the Flower Moon? Whatever the big moon. Isabel had a role in it. DiCaprio, the Native Americans, Oklahoma, Children of the Killers of the Flower Moon, or what was the name of the movie? It's a huge movie. It came out the same day as Oppenheimer.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Flower like flowers?
Yes. That
not a flower. Not the baking.
The trailers looked great. Everything I read about it looked great. I said to my wife at some point, like, we should go see this in the theater. We didn't. This is, what are we talking about? It's 3 years ago now? 2 years ago. It's 2 years ago. I still haven't watched it. Like, we definitely, everything about it appealed to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have never found the time to watch it. It's long.
Is Andre the Giant in it?
I don't believe so.
That would help
me. Movies, yeah, I mean, this is a tough time of the year for me for that. Like, that's me.
Summer blockbusters.
To hell with that. I'm not going to the theater. When I go see Superman.
Yes. See Superman.
That's me on the bike in the basement in November is what, that's movie time.
I'm saying right now, you just went to a movie the other day, by the way. You told me.
I did. I went to a premiere of a movie about pro beach roller hockey. Yes, that's right.
Was DiCaprio in that?
Summer blockbuster.
I am saying go to the theater.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing to do.
It was
literally, because it's 90 out and it's going to be nice and cool in there.
It was really nice being in the North Park Theater.
It is.
It really was.
It is a good thing to do. You're not on your phone then. You're not always getting up. Well, I mean, the dog needs you. Sergeant Peepers is peeping. She must need some seeds. Yep.
There's better popcorn than you can make at home.
Better popcorn.
Especially at North Park, their popcorn is, I mean, they brag about their popcorn over there.
I mean, if I had a movie theater, I'd better have a popcorn I could brag about.
Yeah.
Or else I'm not trying hard enough.
And that's a trip. I don't know how many people have. I was with a friend of mine who I couldn't believe had never been in there before Monday night. He said to me, as the movie was starting, like, I've never been in here before. I'm like, oh my God. I saw In Excess in here back in like 1984 or something.
Wow.
Like, I
mean, that's good.
And that, I mean, it's been redone. I mean, it's just a beautiful, I mean, it is a theater.
Love it.
Really nice. Anyway.
The last time I was there was for the anniversary of The Natural, where Ben Mankiewicz came up
right.
and Barry Levinson, and they did a Q&A for the crowd, and then they showed some or all of the movie. I forget, but that was a fun night.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That's the last time I was there.
Well, I was there Monday.
But what's going to happen to me tonight? This is pathetic. Like, say I'm alone in the house tonight, which is possible. I can't find the Blue Jays. I can't watch the Red Sox and the Phillies. I hate all of them. I can't watch the Red Sox play the Phillies. There's two awful teams. So there goes baseball. And then next I go to YouTube usually.
There is maybe another game or two on Fubo tonight that you could choose. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm kind of in the mood for something different.
Right.
So usually then I'll go to either Top Chef Vault, but that's sort of background, or I'll go to YouTube and either watch a draft or a podcast like mine, ADP Chasing, one of those kind of shows, and you know, maybe I'm watching people draft, say what you want about that, thrill ride, or old Lettermans or old games, and then I'm done. Like, as much fun as I find those, once I'm there, now I'm in like 1983, it's over. Like, I'm not then going to find a movie or anything else. I'm not getting out.
There's no way out.
No, there's no way out. I'm not getting up. I'm not getting out. I'm passing out, watching. I'll wake up. It'll be something different because it'll have been on the whole time. And that's what I want to avoid tonight. I'll take suggestions. That's what I want to avoid tonight.
You're watching Chris Elliott on
Letterman. I love to watch Chris Elliott. If I went to YouTube right now, I'm gonna go to YouTube right now on my computer, and Chris Elliott is gonna be one of the first things that comes up. Either as Marlon Brando or Marv Albert or the guy under the stairs.
The guy under the stairs.
Remember
the guy under the
You're a fan.
Guy under the stands, maybe. Or stairs. Whatever. Yeah, okay.
In the guy in the bleachers.
He was under the that's right.
Under the stairs.
Stands, yeah, but whatever.
Something.
Yeah.
Remember, this was brilliant. I watched this very recently, and I'm sure I did not get out. Nightlight with Chris Elliott was his own show, basically spoofing Letterman on The Letterman Show.
Okay, I don't remember.
So he
this.
Had his own little set and would start to talk. And like, oh, we only got 3 minutes. The whole show is like 3 minutes. Letterman's over here with Terry Garr. And he sort of looks over there. And they have a little bit of, on the satellite, is I can't do it justice. But it's hilarious. Yeah. Like, he had Linda Carter on one time. It's just
he was good. He's great. Chris Elliott is great.
It doesn't. It's going to be right here.
Yeah, I feel like you are making your bed here. Is what you're doing. You're going to end up
what?
There now.
How about take a walk? What is the most interesting training camp battle in the league? I can only think of one.
Is it
that
not
I'm into
the Browns quarterback situation?
I'm thinking of Indianapolis.
Okay.
Indianapolis today, first practice, very hospitality tent vibes. Here's Anthony Richardson, pick. Here's Daniel Jones, pick. Oh, the ball was thrown into the ground. Oh, the ball sailed over the goalposts. It doesn't sound good.
No.
But I think it's interesting.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I think if we were a Colts show, we would be making fun of it.
You've got a guy from a big market who washed out that I think mostly no one thinks is any good in Daniel Jones, and Colts fans probably hate the idea to some extent. I don't know, whatever. There's probably some face painters out there that are like, he'll be good. But like mostly it's like, oh, my God. And then Richardson probably still has fans because he hasn't played that much, right? But you're offended by his lack of common football sensibility, tapping out of a game mid-drive because he was tired. Wow. And it's not like he's been great, you know, regardless of that misstep there. That's a battle, but it's almost futile, like you're saying. Like, it's pick, ground, blah, oh my gosh, do we have somebody that can play?
Thing for me, I think you'd agree with this, but I'm not positive. It's so obvious to me what I think they should do.
Play Richardson until his wheels fall off.
Play Richardson and just don't look back. Now, I'm not the coach, and much like the Giants, maybe I have to think about myself, but if I'm not the coach, I really don't care. Would I have to have Shane Steichen to win big in the NFL? I have to have that guy? I don't care about him. What I care about is I've got a fourth overall pick 2 years ago that's barely played football ever. Like, why am I doing that if I'm not prepared for it to take a while? Like, how do I do both of these things? Draft him and then not play him over Joe Flacco and Gardner Minshew and Daniel? How do I do that? How can you justify that?
You can't justify it. The only justification for it is the entire team thinks the kid's a joke.
If that's true.
If the entire team thinks he's a joke, then you can't do it. You probably still should try because Daniel Jones is not doing anything for you. And Richardson, there's a lot of talent in there. And you should try to extract it and hope maybe you can teach him how to do stuff the right way. But I thought the minute that happened, I thought that's such an obvious thing that you should know about playing football. How many things that are not as obvious does this kid not know that leave teammates going like, what did he just say? Wait, what? Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
He just might be unplayable.
Well,
it's sad, but it might be.
There's a form of teaching there, too. It's not teaching accuracy or reading defenses, but it's still maturity. It's still, he's still your investment. No matter what the thing is, as a coach, as a parent, you just can't give up because there's one trait that's harder to fix than, like, you just, I don't think there's any excuse for him to not play. And he's healthy, apparently, but. First practice sounded kind of rough.
Yeah, not off to a great start there.
I mean, how do you possibly have a franchise that turns to Daniel Jones at this point?
Yeah, well,
what's more embarrassing? Turning to Flacco is less embarrassing. He's old. He's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he arguably, I think it might have been Sam Monson I heard say this. For the last 3 years, he's been the best quarterback on his team. Indianapolis, Cleveland prior to that, whoever prior to that. I think it was Sam who might have made that point. I think it's possible that Joe Flacco has been the best quarterback on his team for like 3 years. That's less embarrassing than Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, what's the ceiling? What's the best you're going to do here? The best you're going to do is that Giants season, which was a trap. It ends up setting the Giants back years because they signed him out of that. They won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. They signed playoff road wins. Daniel Jones won. Bills all-time four? It was a trap. They signed him out of that, and what are they now? They cut him almost immediately after because he was bad.
Yeah.
Bills road playoff wins ever. At San Diego in the 65 AFL championship. At Shea Stadium and the Jets, 81 wild card. At Three River Stadium, 92 Frank Reich. At Miami the week after.
Right.
In history.
Yeah, that's it.
Mahomes has two only. Not counting Super Bowls, he has three of those.
Right.
Those are not home games. Yankees, Blue Jays, many are saying is on Prime.
You know, when we were talking about this off the air, I went in my Prime app and looked, and they had a different game listed in my app. So I don't know.
Switch.
I trust these people are correct. I just don't know why I didn't see it.
Is it looking. Game... three of the 1986 World Series that they've switched to? Or is it a current game? Is it a live game that is taking on that role? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe then I won't end up watching Tootsie for the 17th
time. Maybe not.
Time.
I don't know. I'm in there right now, and I still don't.
Okay.
Still don't
see. Many are saying it's on Prime.
Yep.
We'll see.
I want to believe that.
I've escaped from the clutches of Tootsie. Although, these games don't last forever.
No, they're quick, usually. Last night's was a little longer than most. Usually, you know, if I want to go to bed at 9:30, I got no problem watching a whole baseball game.
These days.
It's the done. Yep.
I still might end up getting to Tootsie, Bulldog. You know that's always possible
yes,
with me.
Yes, certainly.
Does Jeff know? Oh, what a movie. Yes, Browns is good. I'm sure there are others, but... Colts quarterback for me is the most interesting one of these in the NFL. Okay, I was going to make a point about Ross Tucker. Can it wait? I thought Ross Tucker is so good. He is a contrarian, though. I don't mean that like as a butt.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
likes the contrarian takes.
Sure.
I loved him on Genty. Remember that on Ashton Genty? We were talking about Genty before the draft, like everybody's favorite running back prospect almost ever. And he pointed out how he has this insane yards per carry after contact. And he's like, but can he make someone miss, please? And I took that to my guys at ADP chasing, and they all just like freaked out. Like, what is he talking about? He's the most elusive. Like, I mostly kidding, I think. But he had something else that I'll bring up another time. Instead, next, Brandon Bean's comments from earlier on the occasion of the beginning of training camp. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.